From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Two municipal railway trains have collided in San Francisco, injuring at least 44 people. Witnesses say a train that was emerging from a tunnel connecting the downtown area to the city's western neighborhoods barreled into the rear of another train. Dozens of emergency workers are at the scene of the crash. President Obama is trying to build public support for his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system to help counter concerns being expressed by some lawmakers, including a number of Democrats, about how to pay for the proposal. Mr. Obama says the plan would bolster, not replace, the best elements of the current system.
Michelle and I don't want anyone telling us who our family doctor should be, and no one should decide that for you either. Under our proposal, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance.
Mr. Obama in his weekly radio and internet address today. Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona cautioned against trying to get such complex legislation through Congress by the end of next month. That's the deadline set by Mr. Obama.
The president and some Democrats insist we must rush this plan through. Why? Because the more Americans know about it, the more they oppose it. Something this important needs to be done right rather than done quickly.
Kyle gave the Republicans' radio and internet address today. The president has said he will not sign on to any plan that would increase the federal deficit, but the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the bill now before the House would boost the deficit by $239 billion over the next decade. The nation's governors say federal stimulus money that they're receiving from the plan enacted by Congress earlier this year is helping them weather the most serious budget crisis that states have faced in years. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the story.
The state budget crunch is at the forefront of discussions this weekend at the National Governors Association annual meeting in Biloxi, Mississippi. The group's chairman, Democrat Edward Rendell of Pennsylvania, stayed home to cope with the fiscal crisis, but in videotaped remarks said many states would have been swamped financially without the stimulus. Now the governors are calling for new infrastructure investment. Vermont Republican Jim Douglas is the group's vice chairman.
After a century of buildup, our roads and bridges are in disrepair. Our water infrastructure hasn't kept pace with our growth, and our electric grid is little different from the one that was envisioned by Thomas Edison more than a century ago.
Douglas says it would cost $2.2 trillion over the next 5 years to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
The International Red Cross says a major rebel group in Sudan's Darfur region has released 60 soldiers and police officers, a move that a rebel spokesman says was meant as a goodwill gesture. Talks between the rebels and Sudan's government have stalled over some key issues, including prisoner releases and a ceasefire. This is NPR News from Washington. A proposed settlement to the political crisis in Honduras has reportedly been rejected by that country's interim government. The plan, proposed by Costa Rica's President Oscar Arias, who's trying to mediate a deal, would have had ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya returning to head a unity government and serving out the last 6 months of his term, then leaving office. Two bombings in Iraq west of Baghdad today have killed five people. The victims included two children and the son of a tribal leader. The leader himself survived with wounds. As lawmakers in California struggle to deal with that state's multi-billion dollar budget deficit, the governor is selling off a significant portion of the state's motor pool. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio explains.
In what he describes as a massive garage sale, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has ordered 15% of California's light-duty motor vehicles auctioned. The sale is expected to take place in August. Schwarzenegger indicated some employees were abusing the use of state cars, and the misuse contributes to California's financial woes. After nearly 3 weeks, California still doesn't have a budget. The governor and Democrats in the legislature are deadlocked over how much money to appropriate for education. Finance officials are becoming more concerned about the impact the $26 billion deficit is having on California's credit rating. The major services have lowered the state's rating to just above the junk level. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
59-year-old Tom Watson holds a one-stroke lead in the British Open golf tournament heading into the final day of play. The five-time British Open winner is hoping to become the oldest player ever to win a major golf tournament. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.